With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Shooting today in a Manhattan office building, leaving three people dead, including a New York police officer. The shooter has reportedly committed suicide. The office building houses some of the nation's top financial firms and the National Football League. Suspect in custody in Nevada. Three people are dead following a shooting outside a casino in Reno this morning. Three other people have been wounded. President Trump announcing a shorter deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin to reach a deal to end the war in Ukraine.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting. There's no reason in waiting. It's 50 days. I want to be generous, but we just don't see any progress being made.
The latest on the U.S. and EU tariff deal. Here's correspondent Mike Hampen.
The United States and European Union have agreed to a trade framework that establishes a set tariff on most goods.
15%.
President Trump says the agreement averts a trade war that could have sent shockwaves through economies around the world. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the deal rebalances the trade relationship between the U.S. and EU.
I think we hit exactly the point we wanted to find.
Trump had set Friday as the deadline for reaching a deal. I'm Mike Hempen.
The deal is a major victory for American energy and economic leadership. Cambodia and Thailand have agreed to an unconditional ceasefire to end the deadly border clashes. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim was the mediator for those talks. Military commanders and officials from both countries will meet to defuse the tensions. This is SRN News. A new look at religious expression in this country.
First Liberty Institute has released a ranking of the 50 states according to how good a job they do at protecting an individual's religious freedom. Florida finished number one overall with a score of 75% out of 100. Second place is Montana, followed by Illinois, Ohio, and Mississippi. At the other end of the spectrum, First Liberty puts West Virginia in last place amongst the 50 states when it comes to protecting religious freedom, followed by Wyoming and Michigan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term in 2026, creating the first open race for governor in the key battleground state in 16 years. Evers, very liberal, setting himself up as a defender of abortion, also backing transgenderism, as well as the LGBT agenda in general. This is SRN News.
Stocks coasted to a quiet finish to begin a week full of potentially market-moving events. The S&P 500 edged up less than 0.1% to set an all-time high for the sixth straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.1%, and the Nasdaq Composite added 0.3% to its own record. Stocks were steady after the United States and European Union agreed on the framework for a trade deal, one that still has many details to be worked out. Later this week will come big tech profit reports, a decision on interest rates by the Federal Reserve, and other highly anticipated reports. The Dow was down 64 points to close at 44,837. The Nasdaq gained 70 to 21,178. The S&P 500 up 1 point to 6,389. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.